Poll: Americans do not support political gamesmanship on infrastructure. By Brecken Eftis on August 2, 2021. Lawmakers who support the so-called infrastructure plan are wading into dangerous political waters with voters, new polling suggests. Club for Growth released new polling Monday showing 64% of voters, including 49% of Democrats, agree with ending continuous deficit spending and requiring that the federal budget be balanced, while only 18% oppose. The so-called infrastructure deal, which was exclusively released by Breitbart News Sunday evening, already costs $1.2 trillion and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said she will not bring the bipartisan bill for a vote unless it also comes with the $3.5 trillion reconciliation infrastructure bill. The polling also suggests that 60% of voters, including 55% of Democrats, support reducing traffic by making it easier to repair our roads, bridges, and airports by speeding up environmental impact reviews that are often used to delay projects for years and eliminating requirements that force the federal government to often pay higher labor costs than private companies or state and local governments. Only 13% of those polled oppose this statement. Club for Growth President David McIntosh said of the polling, "All Americans, including Democrats, prefer to end out-of-control spending and onerous regulations, and the infrastructure bill does the exact opposite, which is why we urge all senators to oppose it. This bill is a gateway drug to the reconciliation package and trillions in new spending that we don't need and can't afford." In a July 21 letter to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, McIntosh also contended that Republican senators' support for the bipartisan infrastructure framework would be an explicit accommodation of $4.7 trillion in total spending and expedited passage of the radical, socialist, and partisan reconciliation bill. The so-called infrastructure deal contains many onerous regulations, including items from the socialist wing Green New Deal wish list and job-killing cryptocurrency taxes. According to a press release from Club for Growth, this $1.2 trillion infrastructure package only provides $110 billion for roads, bridges and other major projects that the American people generally consider infrastructure. Then it also provides over $1 trillion in excessive spending on Green New Deal provisions. The following 17 senators voted to end debate and advance the so-called infrastructure bill: Rob Portman, O. Jim Risch, ID. Roy Blunt, Mo. Richard Burr, NC. Kevin Cramer, ND. Mike Crapo, ID. Susan Collins, ME. Mitch McConnell, KY. Lindsey Graham, SC. Tom Tillis, NC. Todd Young, ID. Chuck Grassley, YA. John Hoven, ND. Shelley Moore Capito, WV. Bill Cassidy, LA. Lisa Murkowski, AK. Mitt Romney, UT. WPA Intelligence conducted the poll of 1,000 registered voters for Club for Growth from July 20 to 28, 2021.